John Jay and Rich.
And it was the Ted Bundy movie. It starred Mark Harmon.
Hello, I'm Mark Harmon. Mark Harmon.
This movie starring Mark Harmon on TV. Look at Mark Harmon. It starred Mark Harmon. Wait, look up Mark Harmon too. Mark Harmon played him early. I think it might have been the 80s or something. And Mark Harmon was really good looking. Yeah, that's Mark Harmon.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. You can call us right now. Jump on the air with us at 877-937-1047. Crazy weekend, huh, gang?
So crazy.
Fun weekend. Fun weekend. Good TV. All right, Winter Soldier, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. It's on Disney Plus. In fact, let me tell you what happened. I have a, remember when I built this pool in my backyard and it's a disaster in the pool? It's just a disaster, right? Like if it rains in my house, water comes into my house. So the pool guy had come over he had some ideas for how to fix it. He came over on Friday and I wasn't there. So he shows up Saturday and he's like, hey, I want to show you some ideas I have. Like, bro, I'm home. Like, I'm watching Falcon and Winter Soldier, right? So He's in my backyard. And I'm upstairs, and then Kemp, my son, yells, Dad, the pool guy's here, wants to talk to you. I'm like, ugh. And he goes, should I tell him you're busy? And I'm like, I don't want to lie to the guy. So I run downstairs, and he's a great guy, but he talks a lot. And then finally I was like, hey, look, I got to run. I'm in the middle of something. And so I go, and I turn on the TV. He goes, all right, see you. He leaves, and I turn on TV, and it's like, I'm watching Disney Plus. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my house could flood, but I'm watching Winter Soldier.
You're busy.
Right, but boy, that was a cliffhanger and a half, right?
Yeah, so you actually, because you hadn't seen the episode from the week before.
I finished it.
Okay, good.
And then I watched this one, and it's like, clearly, it's going to a place. Did you stay for after the credits?
Yes.
Okay, because normally I don't do that, but Kemp said to do it this time. You see the guy. Mm-hmm.
Well, right. The other episodes haven't had anything after the credits.
That's what he said.
Yeah. I think there's grateful. One. There's one post-credit scene.
He said there wasn't, and I was like, okay, but still. But
there's only one more left, too. I mean, they got to wrap it up.
Right, so it sounds like Anthony Mackie's going to be the next Captain America, is what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
Now, this other show, Kyle brought up the show on Friday. She brought up Mark Wahlberg's new reality show. Right?
It's called Street.
Wall Street. Okay, it came out Friday, probably? Thursday,
Friday? I
think
Friday?
So it's like a reality show about his life, which is like total insanity, right?
He's got like so many plates spinning.
It's insane. And how far did you get on that show?
No, not right. I didn't even start it.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I watched the first episode of this
show. I just know from the trailer, like all the stuff that he's got going on. Plus, I've really wanted to join F45.
He talks about that on F45. So he talks, Mark Wahlberg's reality show is like, look, I do movies. I own a water company. I own a clothing company. I own this F-45. And you show him putting the deals together for the F-45. Like he's pissed off at the CEO of F-45 because he wants to buy 500 of them. And he's like, man, I have to sell myself to this guy. I haven't had to do that since Boogie Nights.
That's
and he's
hilarious.
Like, and he's like, and then he travels around the world to make a movie. And he brings a workout crew with him. He brings his equipment with him. And then they show him being a dad. They show him going to the premiere of stuff. They show when COVID hits. It's pretty amazing. But when they get to the clothing line company, he's on a FaceTime with this group of people, and his clothing line is called Municipal, right? And they show him on a FaceTime with a group of people. They're like, oh, we got some new clothes. And he goes, you got any bomber jackets? And the girl goes, yeah, we got bomber jackets. And he goes, okay, I don't want the collar to be tight. I want it to be loose. And she goes, yeah, how about these bomber jackets? And I'm like, pause, municipal.com, and I bought everything.
Oh, really?
What?
And then there was one jacket, one hoodie that was sold out in my size, and I followed the girl on Instagram that was the main person, and I shot her a DM, and she's like, I got you, no problem. And she gives me a code to buy everything at 50% off with Mark Wahlberg.
Sweet.
And I'm like, I just bought everything last night. Why are you saying, I wish I would have got this code yesterday. So now I got to go back because we're restocking everything, and I'm all friends now with Mark Wahlberg, CEO of his municipal company. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
Yeah. And I was all excited. Anyway,
basically, I'm going to be Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, so now I'll be Mark Wahlberg guy.
That fits. You've done that before. What other celebrities have you dressed like? Let's see, Randy Jackson from Will Smith.
Yeah. Who? Oh, yeah.
White T-shirt when you were trying to find
Jay-Z. Yeah, you bought Justin Bieber's clothes when they first came out.
Justin Timberlake, you were going crazy for his shoes.
And his jacket.
Adam Sandler's jacket.
I'm wearing it right now.
The guy from This Is Us, you wanted to find his shoes that he wore.
Oh, I have those shoes, yeah.
Justin Bieber got all the Drew stuff.
I got all the Drew stuff.
Didn't you get the Jack shirt from Will and Grace. Wasn't there a shirt?
Oh, yeah, Clutch. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely, definitely very. But anyway.
You are who they market to.
Yeah. So, and then my son Jake stayed up the other night to watch Jake Paul fight, right? So we had this big breakfast one morning, the other morning, and all they talked, or it was lunch yesterday, and they said the whole thing was rigged, is what my kids said.
Oh, really?
Definitely looked
aren't
like
they
it.
They all?
Yeah.
Aren't they all? Isn't that kind of known?
It's just a money grab.
Oh, I just thought he looked like he's like for real a badass. Now you can't discount him anymore because he's knocking out people.
Yeah, well, I thought it was like kind of like WrestleMania. Like everyone kind of knows.
My son stayed up to watch it, and they said it didn't seem real at all. Nah. Did it? Did you stay and watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. I didn't think. I was like, okay, money grab, like whatever. But I honestly just wanted to watch because I knew Snoop Dogg was going to be commenting on everything. But I felt like they had way too many commentators and it was chaos. It was wild. It was like there wasn't a line that stuck out to me like it did back then when Snoop Dogg did that. So I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, people trying to outdo each other?
Yeah, it was like Pete Davidson and then like three other guys and like the actual, like I think professional commentator was like trying to do his job, but these guys were talking all over each other.
Oh, lame.
Yeah.
That's a little much.
Yeah. Just Snoop Dogg and then the professional commentator would have been fine for me.
Snoop Dogg's great.
Yes. He's amazing.
So what do you think of Winter Soldier, Suzette?
I can't wait. Like, I just want more and more and more every single day.
Is he going to be Captain America with wings, do you think?
I don't know, because I think like the whole, like if you really pay attention to some like scenes in this show, it's like so symbolic. Just like the part where they grab his wings and they rip him apart. It's like, wait. Is this like if you really pay attention to everything, it's like leading up to that moment at the very end.
So my son Kemp, I didn't realize how much he was into it because remember he's been watching all the movies. He says, you know that his Mexican friend, Javier?
Yes.
I think his name is Javier.
Taurus.
He's going to become Falcon.
Oh.
That's what Kemp said. He's going to be Falcon. And he says that Sam is going to become Captain America, but with wings, he said.
That would be cool.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And he said, because I go, he doesn't have the serum in him. He's just a normal guy. And he goes, but then the Wakandans made him a suit with wings. That's what Kemp said.
Oh, yeah. Well, he hasn't opened that yet. But it kind of seems like that's what Bucky got him is something with vibranium.
Right. But Kemp also said, Kemp and Dutch also said that Ant-Man was going to go up Thanos' butt back in the day.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
That might be a director's cut we see later, you know, like the Zack Snyder cut.
Yeah, who knows? But I mean, it was such a good episode. I'm glad that you're back in because you did not.
I didn't like that one episode. Yeah. But now I'm watching and I was like, all good. I couldn't believe it ended. Like when it ends, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? How does this end?
That's how I feel every single episode.
They're like movies to me. It's like there's not really much of a quality drop off between the actual movies and this TV show.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it's like the Mark Wahlberg show, too. It ends, and then I'm like, there's not another episode. It's a reality show. They should drop all those. But that's HBO Max.
I know. They always do week to week.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, Mark Wahlberg. You know that Mark, that his remember his restaurant, Wahlburgers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know that TV show? You know the TV show Wahlburgers?
I know they had one, but I never watched it.
Me neither. Do you know it's 10 seasons?
Like they're still going?
No, I think it ended in 2019, but it was 10 seasons of a reality show. I never saw one episode.
I had no idea.
I thought it started like or 4 years ago. I didn't even know it was 10 seasons. Anyway. So the Mark Wahlberg show, Wall Street, is on HBO Max. The Winter Soldier show is on Disney Plus. John, Jay, and Rich.
No one wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John, Jay, and Rich breaking bad news.
All right, it's John, Jay, and Rich. Time for breaking bad news. Breaking bad news about breaking bad news to somebody, but you're doing it with your friends, and we're your friends. Because research says that if you have bad news to tell somebody, you do it with your friends, it's easier to deliver the bad news, and it's easier to take the bad news if you're surrounded by people that you know and you love. So, Rico, welcome to our program. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So, I understand, Peyton, you've been talking to Rico for how long?
Yeah, me and Rico have been talking probably like the last 2 or 3 days.
All right, and a level of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst news possible. Where is his news?
I think... I think that there is maybe some issues about Rico not being able to live at home. So I think it is a pretty big deal.
Living issues.
Yeah.
So who are we calling for Rico?
We are calling Rico's mom, Claudia.
Oh, moms always scare me when you got bad news.
Yeah.
Rico, are you nervous? Are you, like, how are you feeling? Are you anxious?
Yeah, I'm nervous and I'm anxious, finally ready to, tell my mom.
is how you know your mom your best. Is she going to go off or is she just going to give you the silent treatment? How do you think she's going to react?
I don't know. You know, sometimes she does go off and sometimes she does give the silent treatment. So it's like one or the other.
So are you more worried about like making your mom angry or making her sad?
Oh, I'm more worried that she's going to be mad at me and, you know, she's going to yell at me.
I think I'd rather that than disappointed. I think that's the worst thing to hear from your parents is, I'm so disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Did you hear that often?
Yeah, just once, twice a week.
I think so that sad. That might be an issue. I think disappointment is going to be an issue with mom.
Dude, that one hurts.
That's
so
the
bad.
Don't you think? That's,
yeah,
that's
that hits the heart, you know? Because it's like, you know they're going to get over it when they're mad, but the disappointment, mm-hmm. like, that stays forever.
I'm so disappointed in you. Ooh, boy, that's a toughie.
You know, it's kind of funny. Today, actually, you know the song Rico Suave?
Uh-huh.
Rico Suave. You know the song?
Yeah.
He's, Gerardo is the singer.
Mm-hmm.
He's 56 years old today.
Oh.
Rico, suave,
ale,
rico.
What a fun fact.
Suave. That's all I know from the song. There's a whole bunch of rap to it, and mm-hmm. then it goes, rico, suave, ale, rico.
Okay, but let's help our Rico.
Suave.
Let's help our Rico.
That's all you know.
That's all I know from the song. Rico. All right. So we're going to call your mom Claudia, and then you're going to... but we have the bad news. It's in an envelope here, sealed. Nobody knows what's in the bad news except for Peyton. So when we come back, Rico, you will pick one of us to read the bad news. Got it?
I got it, yeah.
You know, when you translate Rico's name directly into English, do you guys know what that means?
Isn't it Richard?
It means delicious.
Delicious. Qué rico.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
But when you... Yeah, Rico means delicious in English. Rich, though... What does that mean?
Richard? I think it means lion-hearted in English.
Richard? It's like Ricardo.
What were you thinking it was going to be?
I don't know. I just know the nickname for Richard.
Okay. Well, that's what you should have asked.
Nickname for Richard is something totally different. Not lion-hearted. No. Anyway, so we got breaking bad news. It continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay.
All right, we're in the middle of breaking bad news. We've got Rico on the line. He's been talking to Peyton for a while. He's got some bad news he needs to deliver to his mom. The bad news is sealed in an envelope right now. Rico, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm nervous.
You're nervous. Okay, so the envelope is sealed, sitting here. Peyton's holding it. Who do you want to read the bad news to your mom to?
I was thinking John Jay should break the news for me.
Andale, okay.
I know, sigh of relief.
I was holding my breath.
The envelope, please. The envelope. Rico.
Claudia. Good luck.
Calling mama now.
I know.
Be nice to her, Suzette. She's going to be P-I-S-T pissed by the time this is done.
I know. Just glad I get her in the beginning. John Jay has to deliver the news.
You guys remember Fruit by the Foot?
Yeah,
I'm eating one right now.
Have you seen that competition where you eat the fruit by the foot?
TikTok, yep.
Uh-huh, and you try to eat it all fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Hmm?
I feel like I would win that.
You have to eat it really fast?
Oh,
yeah, you like
that
let,
was fast.
You
like
let
a
it,
lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like your tongue for a second, mm-hmm. the way you had it out.
Yeah. We should do like it. Let the whole thing down. We should totally
blindfold it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like those things. It's like
it's
a
so good.
I've never
delicious.
Done it.
Oh,
my gosh.
Rico.
Suave.
Hello.
Hi, is Claudia available?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
Hi, Suzette. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Is it okay if we put you on the radio? It's going to be quick. We just want to talk to you.
Okay.
Claudia, we have your son, Rico, on the line with us as well. If you guys want to say hello to each other. So we're all on the radio. Big, happy family.
Hey, Mom.
Hello. Hi, Rico.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so listen, Rico has come to us. He's been talking to Peyton on our show for a while, and we have this segment called Breaking Bad News. So what we do is we have, like, Rico, obviously, he has some bad news he needs to tell you.
Oh, Dios mío.
and he wants to do it on the radio show. But the way he does it is he picked one of us on the show, me, to tell you the bad news. Now, the bad news is written in an envelope. It's sealed right in front of me. And when you're ready, Claudia, I will read you the bad news. I'll open up the envelope and just read it to you. I have no idea what's in the envelope, but I'm just going to read it cold when you're ready. So you tell me.
Bueno, por lo menos, it's a nice voice breaking bad news for me, so open it.
Sí, por lo menos, it's a nice voice.
Yes.
¿Estás listo? Here we go.
Sí, dale.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Honestly, you ripped
that's
the
enough.
Whole thing?
Enough. Oh, I did it. Oh. Here we go. Hold on, hold on. Wow. Hey, Mom. I've got this thing I need to tell you about. I'm going to EDC in Vegas. I already booked my hotel room with the guys. We already got our tickets. Please don't be upset with me, Rico.
Rico, you are not going to that festival. You must have lost your mind thinking that it would be okay with COVID still going on.
No, COVID's already dying down, and it's going to be fine. We already booked the hotel and got tickets, and I have to go. I already spent the money. I can't wait for money. Oye, mijito.
It looks like you're going to be throwing that your money down the drain then, sweetheart. Porque tú sabes muy bien that we haven't gotten vaccinated and we haven't gotten COVID. And that is a really big risk that you're taking right there.
It's going to be fine. I've gone to EDC every year for the last 3 years, and I have to go again because it's coming back. It was canceled last year because of COVID.
Mira, I'm very happy, and it's nice that it's coming back. Pero that doesn't mean that you're going. Especially when you get back, you're going to be coming home to me and your father. We don't want to get sick. We don't know who's going to be out there sweating all next to you, and who knows what. No way.
I'll be safe, and I'll wear a mask. And then when I come back, I'll quarantine myself in my own bedroom for 2 weeks.
No.
I feel out about it.
Oh, yeah, no. If you go, you need to go somewhere else for 2 weeks because I don't want anything that goes with you to come back to the house from that trip. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're being extremely irresponsible in going. But you know what, Rico? Ya tú eres un hombre. You're an adult. And you're going to do what you want to do regardless. But you can't stay at the house. Mm-hmm. You can't come back. You have to go somewhere else for 2 weeks.
Fine, I'll ask, you know, Maddie, if I can stay with him when I get back, and I'll do that.
Well, you do what you got to do. And that'll keep you safe.
What?
I said you do what you have to do, but for those 2 weeks, you can't come back.
Yeah, I'll stay with Maddie, and it'll be fine.
You're going on vacation for 2 weeks now because you can't come back. I mean, so the thing is, you live with your parents, so their rules are you want to go to Vegas, but there's a pandemic, but you can't. Right? I mean, I totally get their point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
they need to be safe. They're older.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And EDC gets crazy packed. Like, everyone's going to be there. So,
I've seen all the crazy videos. I've seen the videos. People jumping all around and sweating all over each other and stuff. Like, I don't care how safe he thinks he's going to be. You know, like we've been very fortunate that we haven't gotten sick, and we want to keep it that way.
If he got vaccinated, would you be okay with him coming back and living with you?
I think that might be a little bit extreme. He could come back and live with us after he's quarantined for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You gotta ask your friend, Rico.
It seems like a good compromise. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go, but just, you know, wait a little while before you come back home.
Yeah, I can do that. Maddie owes me, so he'll do it. He'll let me stay with him.
Bueno, entonces, diviértate.
And he's got his guest house with all his DJ equipment, and I can stay there.
Your mom just telling you to have fun. It scared me.
No, I'm serious. Let him go have fun, you know?
Yeah?
And I don't expect... Go. But like I said, you have to quarantine on your own before you come back to the house to me and your father.
Okay, so that's where we're at. So are you going to do that, Rico?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, then have fun at EDC. When is EDC?
May.
Okay.
May 21st, yeah.
All right.
21st through the 23rd.
Meanwhile, Rico.
I haven't heard this in forever.
Suave. 1990.
My mom would play that for me.
I think you were conceived during this song.
Let's go.
Suave.
Suave.
See? She got all tingly.
Suave.
That was her EDC. That's Breaking Bad News. John, Jay, and Rich.
Blow us up on text if you want. You can even troll us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so Kyle, I was talking to Suzette about Falcon and the Winter Soldier, right? Mm-hmm. And it stars Anthony Mackie. And he plays Falcon. And I'm halfway through Synchronic, which also stars the Falcon, Anthony Mackie. And I was telling her how weird it is to watch this guy who's a superhero, and then you see him in Synchronic, and he's like, you know, hooking up with chicks. And then he's like trying to find out who... Did you finish it?
Mm-hmm.
You finished it? Because I started it yesterday. I'm halfway through. Is it really good?
Is it really good? No. Is it good? Yes.
Because it stars Anthony Mackie from Winter Soldier, and it stars the guy from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, was that the guy from 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, that's his so best funny. Friend.
I did not put that together.
You did it?
No, not at all. The concept is really interesting. Like, you know, there's these two paramedics, and they keep finding all these people with, like, crazy wounds and in weird situations, and it turns out there's a drug or like a copycat drug on the market that's just different enough so it's legal, and people are taking it and having these like insane experiences, but ending up either dead in crazy ways or like severely wounded and like how they shouldn't be. Like a lady in a hotel, she's like injured with a snake bite, but it's like a snake that is nowhere in the region at all, but it's that bite. And then there's a guy who's like stabbed with a pirate sword, and they're like, where is this pirate sword came from? Like, and it turns out that this drug is like mind altering, and for some people it brings them to a different point in time, and they're like physically experiencing...
Oh, that's wild.
So, it really happens.
Was a pirate?
Yeah.
So she really got bit by the snake?
She really got bit by the snake. Oh. The guy really got stabbed by an actual pirate.
Oh.
Yeah, like, and so you find out that Anthony Mackie, he has this part of this, I'm not going to ruin part of it, but part of his brain is the part of the brain that he can actually time travel, and someone goes missing and he...
Oh, that's right. I'm at that part. He's got a brain tumor, mm-hmm. and he's dealing with a brain tumor. He hasn't told anybody yet. I'm to the part right now where the guy who made the drug shows up in his closet.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly where I am. I had to stop it because I was also finishing Winter Soldier. And it's really weird to watch that in Winter Soldier at the same time because I want him to put on his Falcon outfit and just save the day.
Yeah, at his wings.
But he kind of does save the day.
Oh,
he's
good.
He's kind of a hero
good.
In it.
So. Good.
Yeah,
good.
It's interesting.
Good. I posted this on my Instagram the other day, like a week ago, and it's really blown up. Did you see the guy with the bobcat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I watched it the first time without the sound, and I thought he was throwing a dog, and I got really mad.
Yeah.
And then I turned the sound on, and it was really funny.
You definitely need the sound.
Yeah.
So this bobcat attacked a woman in the driveway, in her driveway. And her husband, and his name is Happy. That's the husband's name. He was there to rescue her. Now, you can hear it growl twice, and then it attacks her. He picks it up under his arms, holds it at arm's length, and then he throws it. Now, a neighbor walks by, wanting to know what's going on, but this is all from their security camera. You can almost hear him say, good morning, got to wash the car. And then, wow.
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
Boy, the energy level that guy has. Bobcat!
When you watch it on repeat, he's like, it's a bobcat! And then he goes, good morning.
It's on my Instagram. I posted it last week, and it went viral. It's at John J. Van S. Suzette, what's the vibe for horoscopes?
I'm going to tell you how to make each horoscope sign really love you. And this could be romantically and as a friend, too.
John J. and Rich.
All right, let's get the horoscopes. The vibe, Suzette, the vibe.
This is how to make each horoscope sign really love you and adore you. So maybe you're dating someone and this helps you out, or even just with a friend. Like if you want them to really adore you, these are some of the things that they're probably looking for based on their horoscope sign.
So like we're going to talk to Shanae. She's a Gemini. This is how to make people love the Gemini?
No, this is how to make Gemini love you. So this is what we need to do in order for Sinead to love us.
Okay,
now,
good advice.
Now, Sinead, actually, we all know she's a workaholic, works for FedEx, and also does security stuff. And believe it or not, are you on vacation?
I am.
Did you go somewhere, or are you just taking the day off?
Well, I'm doing a staycation. I'm not at home, but I'm a couple hours away.
Well, that's not a staycation.
Well, you know, I decided not to. I was going to just jump on a plane and go out to Los Angeles to visit my sister. However, they went through the quarantine and all this other stuff, or either just fly into Orange County or Long Beach and beat it. But I'm like, you know what? If it's all that, I'll just stay here because I'm not trying to bring back nothing I can't, you know, just say, okay, just wipe it off.
Right. Got it. Okay. So how do we make, what is it?
Like Geminis love us.
Okay.
How do we make a Gemini adore us? Now, Sinead, you have to show Gemini that you are down to make the first move all the time, that you're not scared. You can't show any, like, bit of intimidation with a Gemini. You also can be predictable. You have to be willing to take risks, and you have to be talkative and really funny for a Gemini to love you.
You know, that, well, without going into too much detail, that's actually very, very true. Mm-hmm. If you're timid, I can't do it. Mm-mm. You can't just be like rough and just be like rude with it. You just have to be confident, and that's what I love.
Yeah, yeah. Or else they won't be able to handle a Gemini.
Right. So Sinead, like, what is this?
Sinead, and a little staycation in Europe.
I guess wherever you're staying, it's a staycation.
Yeah. Like a little staycation. Where are you?
It's about 70 degrees here during the day. It's not what we're dealing with down there, but
that's not a staycation. If you have a totally different temperature and you have to drive 2 hours away, that's not a staycation.
It's a vacation.
Yeah.
Unless you picked up and moved your apartment like to another location.
Yeah. Unless you moved. If you moved there and you took the day off, that's a staycation. What the hell?
You guys are too much.
You know, the people that call us, that they take their semi around all the time. Diane, that's her name, Diane?
Yeah.
Is that a staycation? They're always driving.
Oh, yeah.
They're driving. Yeah, they're wherever they go, they're on
the
staycation.
In the truck.
All right, Sinead, we'll talk to you later. Riley, what's your sign?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius, yeah. Riley's our Aquarius. So for this sign, in order for them to love you, you have to show them that you're creative, playful, and you have to be a little mysterious from time to time. A lot of people don't know that, but Aquariuses love that. So they also like people who are funny, easygoing, and sociable. But you have to be willing to give them their space, too, because Aquarius need their alone time.
Yes, that is very much true.
Mm-hmm. All right, Riley, have a great day.
You too.
Kat, what's your sign?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. What's your sign, Kat?
I started to watch that Anthony Mackie movie, and I couldn't get into it, so I'm going to start watching it again.
I'm the same way, but I had nothing else going on.
I think it starts to get interesting where you turned it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, Rotten Tomato gave it a 75%, too. So it's like,
That's good. It's not great, but it's a good watch if you stick it out till the end.
But how wild is it that you didn't know that was Christian Grey?
I couldn't, yeah.
That blows my mind because he's so handsome. He was also in The Fall, the serial killer in The Fall.
He looks different, though.
Because he's got the beard. Yeah. And he doesn't he normally have an English accent or no?
I don't know.
I don't think he didn't. In the movie.
No, but in real life he does.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so what are you? A Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, Kat. So,
I am.
Uh-huh. To make this sign love you, you have to show Sagittarius that you're confident and adventurous. You really can be possessive with this sign because they're like on the go all the time. Also, that you have to show that you're honest and that you can keep things lighthearted.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Do you like to travel?
I love to travel. I was in Katrina by myself. I was in Hurricane Dennis by myself. Yes, I am a constant traveler.
Why are you traveling two hurricanes?
I had never been to New Orleans, and I had some vacation time at work, and I decided, I'm just going to go. I want to see the gas lamp quarter. Well, on my way there, that's when Katrina made her little turn to go north at Louisiana.
Well, what we've learned here is to not travel with Kat.
Yeah.
I've had 5 years down there. That was the truth. No one would travel with me.
Right. All right. Have a great day, Kat. Thanks for listening.
All right, John Jay, for Virgos, in order to make this sign really love you, you have to show Virgo that you will never betray them. You also have to show that you're confident, take care of your appearance, are patient, and you can have intelligent conversations with them.
I think an intelligent conversation is so pizzazzy.
What?
Pizzazzy?
I have to worry about that in here.
Pizzazzy. I mean, I like that word.
Me too. I like to speak with someone of that ilk.
You're so random. Kyle, for Libras, in order to make this sign love you, you have to show Libra that you're not dramatic and that you can be quick in all situations. You also have to show concern for them. That shows them that you care about them and they love people who can be funny and just be happy all the time.
I agree.
Rich, for Pisces, for this sign to love you, you have to show Pisces that you're caring, gentle, open-minded, and very polite. You also have to be willing to share your worries and fears, be vulnerable with them. And they also like people who are supporting and people who let them support.
Use your words. That's right.
Yeah. That
talk.
You want to support people, too. They have to let you. And for a Capricorn, you have to show a Capricorn that you're serious about love. For them to adore you, that you're goal-oriented and that you will always respect them. You also can't be mad if a Capricorn seems a little distant. They're a sign that also needs their time and space, too. So you have to be okay with that.
All right, so if we didn't get to your sign, it's posted at johnjayandrich.com. In the meantime, Kyle, what do we need to know today?
There's a safety recommendation saying you need to stop using your Peloton immediately. I'll fill you in. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Find the full show podcast, the Afterwards podcast, and more from the John Jay and Rich Network. Search John Jay and Rich on iTunes or iHeartRadio.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Pig's blood was smeared across the former home of the use of force expert who testified for the defense at Derek Chauvin's trial. So Barry Broad testified that Chauvin was acting with objective reasonableness when he knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes and was not applying deadly force. However, key word there is the pig's blood was smeared on the former home of Barry Broad. The people vandalizing the home must not have realized that he hasn't lived there in years and doesn't even live in the state anymore, but they do believe that they were targeting him. Now, Minneapolis and tons of other U.S. cities are on alert right now for the coming Chauvin verdict. Closing arguments actually start today, and then the jury deliberations begin. So many people have hopped on the Peloton trend. Many people have the bike, like John Jay Rich. I know both of you do.
I did the bike this morning.
Some people went for the treadmill.
It's supposed to be nice.
Well, it can be pretty dangerous, Richard. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has warned people with kids and pets to stop using it immediately. The treadmill. So far, one child has died while others have been injured pretty crazily. So what happens is the children and at least one pet get entrapped underneath the rear roller and then underneath the actual treadmill. The safety commission actually posted a video, and it's really difficult to watch because it looks like maybe an 18-month, 2-year-old who's standing behind his sister who's walking on the treadmill, and his arms get pulled under, and eventually his whole body gets pulled underneath the treadmill. Now, he actually got out okay, but many others have not. Peloton responded by saying, this safety warning is inaccurate. It's misleading. There's no reason to stop using the treadmill as long as children and pets are kept away from it at all times, and it's turned off when not in use, and the safety key is removed. However, the safety commission came back and said, well, at least in one episode, a child was pulled under the treadmill while the parent was running on it. So if you are going to use it, make sure that you are not one of those incidents and that the kids and the pets also are not in the room at all. They're just not allowed to be around it. It's actually really scary. Also really scary, and we've been dealing with this for like the last year and some months, is COVID. But now a smartwatch has been developed that they say identifies patients at the highest risk of dying through their sweat. It picks up signs of potentially deadly reactions in their immune system. It would alert them, and then they'd be able to get to the hospital or get to their doctor in in time to help let them get treated before those things would become deadly. Obviously, still needs to be tested, but it's kind of like a good hope that these things are being developed for us out there. And that's three things you need to know.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we got Stacks and Axe. Here's how boring things got at points during the last year. 32% of people say that doing laundry is sometimes the highlight of their week. And some of the other very basic things that become highlights: taking a walk, watching a favorite TV show, which I don't think is basic, by the way, and filling up the gas tank. Doing chores is great for your brain, according to a new study. Researchers found that people who do a lot of housework have bigger and stronger brains, which is the key to staying sharp as you get older and avoiding things like dementia. New study asked people if wearing nicer clothes makes them more productive than wearing casual clothes. And yes, people admitted that yes, they do better work when they're more dressed up. 50% of people say their clothes don't affect their productivity, but those people are wrong. There's a trend on TikTok right now where people are drinking water with chlorophyll added to it. They say it can help basically any skin problems. Doctors are skeptical. The chloroform form is from eating leafy greens. It is good for your skin, but who knows where you're getting your supplements from. Chloroform. More women than ever are shaving their faces, according to some beauty experts. And it's not just to get rid of your gorgeous mustache hairs or your sexy sideburns. Some dermatologists recommend doing it to help exfoliate the skin.
Ooh.
And in fact, I know, you know, what's funny is it's not the term shave your face. It's dermaplane.
Yes.
In fact, I know my wife does it like once a week or something. Dermaplaning is when you take a very gentle blunt scalpel to you and they scrape over the surface of your skin and your face everywhere else in the body to gently exfoliate, remove dead skin cells. Right? Does anybody here do that?
I've done that. Yeah. I don't like do it regularly.
I don't do it myself. I don't trust myself. But if I get a facial, I usually get that.
Yeah. When my wife does it, I think her face, I think it's fantastic. Mm. Her face is so smooth.
You see all that dead skin and you're like, ugh.
Oh my gosh. Plus it makes your makeup go on so smooth.
Yeah.
Someone ranked the snobbiest states in America by looking at things like wine consumption and how many people got their degree in arts or humanities. The top five are Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, New York, and New Hampshire.
All right there, right on top of each other.
A guy in Arkansas was arrested for public intoxication on Thursday. He was released at 2:40 a.m., and he stole a police SUV out of the jail's parking lot to drive himself home. And he got arrested. A woman in Arizona woke up Thursday to find someone had slashed her tires and accidentally cut off their own finger in the process, and they left it behind.
Did she not notice?
She found the finger. Whoever slashed
it. The person who slashed the tires accidentally slashed their own finger off.
And left.
And bailed without taking their finger.
Who just leaves it there? That's what I'm saying. Like, did he not notice? And he just like left and was like, oh, wait, I'm missing a finger.
I listened
Where is it?
To an interview she did. She was like, I've just been like laughing all day because I think if I don't, I'm going to cry. She's like, but it is kind of like funny how like karma just took care of itself real quick on that. This person slashed her tires, but then they also lost their finger.
And then she said, I read an interview. She said that she thinks it's her neighbor that's been messing with her.
Oh.
Like, if it's her neighbor, how are you not going to see the neighbor walk out with a bandage?
Yeah.
What's what happened? Oh, I don't know. You know what I mean? So anyway,
have
police.
Have you seen anything around here lately?
Yeah. If you know, we're trying to get her on the air. I know Peyton's reaching out to her, found her on Instagram. But if you know her, have her call us. Or if you're listening, please call us. We want to talk to you. 877-937-1047. The newest COVID shortage is bubble tea. There's a shortage of boba balls. Also, the shortage of tapioca starch used to make them. Boba balls. Man went to hospital in New York, then called them after he left because he realized he left his cocaine there. And they called the cops and he was arrested.
Oh, they didn't have it at lost and found, just ready to go? Mm-mm. Surprising.
A man in Italy was mowing his lawn when he hit a nail. It flew up, jammed into his eyelid, and he's fine. Two men in Texas were tragically killed in an accident when they were in their Tesla on autopilot. And neither of them was in the driver's seat. And it crashed into a tree and killed them both.
The pictures of that car, it was demolished.
Yeah, they said it burned for like almost, what, like 30 hours or something like that?
What are they doing, though?
Crazy.
Someone at Houston Hobby Airport found a bag of meth hidden inside a breakfast burrito. Someone posted on Reddit about how their wedding turned into a disaster when the guy's brother-in-law locked a bunch of kids in a room because he doesn't like kids. A man tried to rob his own grandfather in North Carolina. His grandfather didn't know it was him and shot him. The guy's in the hospital. the University of Alabama's spring football game had 47,218 fans, which is the biggest sports crowd in the United States since the pandemic started. A couple of Northern California, struggled to get pregnant for 7 years. Their doctor said they need to lose weight. That's the only way they can get pregnant. So they both had gastric bypass surgery. He lost 317 pounds. She lost 115 pounds. And they just had their baby in December.
Aww.
What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Well, this is timely because it's Monday. And we've talked about hangover cures forever. Some people say get a greasy burger or a burrito or eggs. But researchers have said this is the best cure if you got a typical headache hangover. So pay attention. 2 aspirin with a bottle of Powerade, and then you ice and then use heat on your head, like an ice pack and a heat pack on your head, and rotate every 15 minutes between the ice and the heat. And that is the official life hack. Hangover cure. And if you want to see it, it's up at johnjanerich.com.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
All right, let's get to some entertainment news. What's going on, Kyle?
The Free Britney movement has gained a lot of speed, and she's seen the messages on her social media. Fans worried about her bizarre behavior. So this weekend, she actually posted a video answering our questions.
I'm here to answer all of your questions, and the first main question that you guys have been asking me is basically, when I'm in my living room, do I get dizzy when I'm spinning so much? Yes, I get extremely dizzy, but I'm a dancer, so as long as I have a focus point for my head, as I turn, as long as I keep finding that spot, usually in the end, it's not as bad. Next question is, am I okay? Yes, I'm totally fine. I'm extremely happy. I have a beautiful home, beautiful children. I'm taking a break right now because I'm enjoying myself.
Okay. On the surface, you go, okay, thank God, she's okay. Mm-hmm. If you watch the video, it's so weird.
It's so weird.
Like, she's like fidgeting, swaying back and forth. She keeps looking to the side and is like, I'm doing okay. And then looks forward and it's like, no, girl, you're not. We can tell.
And then she says, I have a beautiful home. I have beautiful children. It's like the home first. Like, if you analyze, why would you say I have healthy, fantastic kids? Oh, and I have this. I mean, I don't know. I'm just hyper analyzing the way she says things and in the order that she says things.
To me, it's more the body language.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, the big time. But if you're listening,
extremely nervous.
If you're just listening to this audio right now and you're trying to hyper analyze what you're listening to without seeing the body language, it's like, why did she say home first?
Is she trying to signal us? Are the Britney fans saying that she's trying to, that's a cry for help, saying she's okay?
I don't know. I mean, I read a bunch of the comments and they were like, I hear what you're saying, but what I'm seeing doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, she keeps looking away.
Yeah, it's like, who are you looking at? Is someone sitting there like, you're fine. Mm-hmm. You say you're fine. Mm-hmm. You go on the video. Mm-hmm. You tell everyone you're okay.
Did Chrishell comment?
No, not that I know of yet. That would have been a good one. So also big drama around Kim and Kanye and their divorce. And supposedly Kanye is super annoyed and irritated that everyone keeps spinning the narrative that Kim divorced him. He let her file first in order to give her dignity. In fact, supposedly it was him this whole past year saying they have nothing in common. The only thing they do have in common is the kids. He wanted out, and supposedly she did. She pulled all the stops to save the marriage. Either way, the divorce is happening, right? They don't even speak to each other other than their security speaks to each other.
Still, you know, they were at one point in love, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still, no matter what, when your ex is with someone else, and we were talking about it the other day, who's going to step out first with somebody else? Suzette sent me a picture that I think is good. Would make Kanye, I mean, a picture of Kim Kardashian with who I think is also the sexiest man alive.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Maluma.
It was a phenomenal photograph.
Gorgeous. Like, once I saw them hanging out, I was like, oh, is something, because Maluma's not with his girl anymore.
And even if it's just a picture of them together, like if she went to go see a show, still, if I was Kanye and I saw it, I would be sick to my stomach.
Well, Kanye has some options. I don't know if you guys saw Azealia Banks put out there in a long social media rant about how their demon entity child is awaiting in her ovaries.
Oh, okay.
She literally just said that she said, give me the baby and then go be whoever you want. We would most likely have a Sagittarius as payback for both of us talking smack about Jay-Z. She said, but it would make the art world stop if this were to happen. So she's shooting her shot big time.
She just got married or engaged.
He was already with
like
her, wasn't he?
He was?
Azealia Banks?
No.
I don't know. Think so.
Not that I know. The girl that had a short blonde hair.
Amber.
Oh, that's how big it up. That's Amber Rose. Yeah.
Yeah, so craziness in the celebrity world for sure.
John Jay and Rich.
Big news in my house on Friday. My son Dutch came home from school with Takis peanuts. Peanuts with Takis dust on them, and Takis has a new meat stick.
Ooh.
Yeah, he said it's fantastic.
With the Takis dust?
The Takis dust and the meat stick.
That sounds good.
Who doesn't love a good meat stick?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. Love Up is about, you know, paying it forward. You know, pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody every day. Even if it's like holding the door open for somebody or telling them they look nice. Like, Kyle, I really like your jacket.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, so something nice. Do something nice. And Suzette took it to a whole new level. What did you do, Suzette?
Well, this is something that I planned on doing years ago. So I'm just so grateful with God to be able to, you know, do something like this. And this, like, when I graduated high school, I think I was still a senior, actually, in high school. My mom was able to get me, like, this old car with, like, the money we did not have. And I was so, again, grateful for that. And, you know, it got me to point A to point B. But it was a car that broke down on me almost, like, every other day. And so when I graduated high school, I started working part-time, minimum wage. All that money literally went to just trying to make this car run. And it was such a struggle. I was like running out of people to call every single time this car broke down on me on the side of the freeway to like come help me and figure out what was wrong with this vehicle. And you know, everyone saw me struggle, but I was just grateful that I had a car that could get me to work and to college. And my senior year of college, my sister decided to like give me her car, and it was really nice new car, and I was shook. I could not believe it. It was even like hard to accept because I'm like, you can easily trade this car in or like sell it and get a good amount of money, but they decided to get another car. So her and my brother-in-law were just like, one condition, just finish school, we see you struggling, just pull through, we want to give this to you, like we love you, we're proud of you, and blah blah blah. And I remember crying, and I couldn't believe it. And I told my mom that I wanted to pay for it somehow, but I had no money whatsoever to pay for that car. And my mom, I'm never going to forget this. She told me, don't ever take someone's blessing away. If they want to do something nice for you, let them do something nice for you. But I told myself then that I was going to do something nice for them when I was able to. That I was, it motivated me. It gave me, like, I just was full of gratitude. And I knew I wanted to do something nice for them when I graduated college and I got myself a good job. So I pushed through. It was my junior year of college was like, it was really tough for me. So I pushed through. I finished. And out of probably, yeah, it was like a couple months after college, I was working a good job and I was able to buy my first car. And recently, I told you guys, like a couple weeks ago, I finished paying off that car, which was a huge accomplishment. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. It was like one of those things that you never think is actually going to happen. And the timing was just perfect because their oldest son, my nephew, just got his driver's license a couple months ago. He is such a good kid. He's in high school. He's a junior in high school. He takes care of his younger brother, his sister. He's just so loving and so respectful. And we, you know, found out we were pregnant a couple months ago. So we kind of needed to upgrade to a bigger car because the car that I got is a sports car. Two-door, kind of hard to put a car seat in the back and not really the safest. I want more of a family car now, not a race car. So I told my sister and my brother-in-law that I wanted to give him that car. And they were like, you don't have to, like, just because we did that, like, we don't want you to feel obligated to do that. And it wasn't that I felt obligated to do that. I wanted to do that because I know what it did for me. Like, it filled me up with so much gratitude. I'm going to start crying. I didn't even cry this much earlier. But it motivated me. It was just amazing to feel that support from my family and that they cared. So I wanted to do that for him. And I'm in a position where I can do it. If I couldn't, then I wouldn't. So they were really grateful, and we planned it all to do it this past weekend. And finally, my entire family, like we're sitting in the living room Saturday morning. We ate breakfast. I'm like having anxiety because I know I'm like about to give him this car, and everyone's chilling. And I don't know how to get everyone outside for him to see, like, his gift. And so I planted a lemon tree in my front yard a couple months ago. And I just look at everyone. I'm like, hey, you guys haven't seen my lemon tree. Like, it's grown so much. It was, like, the size of a pencil, and now it's humongous. Come outside. Let's go outside. And you can see it in my nieces and nephews' faces that they were just like, okay, like,
cool, let's go check out this tree.
Yeah, right. She's getting old.
This is what she's excited for? All right. So we walk outside. We're all surrounding this tiny lemon tree that's probably, like, up to our knees. And I can see it in my mom and my sister's face and my brother-in-law that they're just, like, waiting for me to do it. So finally I pull out my phone and I start recording on TikTok, and I give my nephew a box. And I'm like, hey, this is for you. And so he's like, oh, he opens it, and I had gotten him a keychain with the letter of his first name. And he's like, oh, this is dope, tia. And I'm like, yeah. And so I text Mr. Baby now. And he's in the garage with the car, and the car has a bow on the hood. So the garage opens, and he drives out with the car. My nephew turns around, and he's just like, oh, my gosh. He's, like, so shook. He doesn't know what to say. He's like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, it's yours, dude. And so he gets in. He revs the engine, and he's just, like, so surprised. Everyone's quiet. I see my mom crying. My sister's crying. He hugs me, and then he starts to get, like, aww, emotional, and I'm like, no. And so I started getting emotional. We're all crying, and he's like, can I take it for a drive? I go for it. And just, like, seeing him drive off in the car, I was a mess. I was crying so much, and I was just so happy because I saw how happy he was, and he deserves it. And I know what it felt like when they did that for me, so I know that he felt that too. So it was just a big moment.
Oh, it's so sweet. So
that's
so
awesome.
Sweet.
That's beautiful. The TikTok is really nice.
Yeah.
How'd you get to work?
We got a new car. We got a 4Runner. So
awesome.
Oh, that's what you wanted. Yeah. Yay.
We've been wanting that for such a long time too. Like, they're so gorgeous. And we were like, we don't need it. We don't need it right now. Like, why get it? And once we found out we were pregnant, we're like, we need it.
Yeah. So now your nephew is, like, this junior in high school with this badass little red sports car.
Yes.
And okay.
Gone now.
You just got him laid.
Stop.
That's why he's crying.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's
a done deal.
We actually sent him and Mr. Baby, my husband, to Walmart to get something.
Condoms?
No, I think it was, like, a game we wanted to play, but some girls in a Jeep, like, hollered at him already. He was driving.
And he's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, and they were trying to talk to him, and Mr. Baby was like, hi! And they wanted nothing to do with him. They were all focused on my nephew.
Use your phone the way it was originally designed to be used, talking to other humans. Call us, 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
Somebody did this parody of every stand-up special you see on Netflix when the stand-up comedian does their little stand-up. And I have to tell you, it's pretty dang spot on.
I've been watching a lot of Netflix stand-up specials, and I'm starting to think that all comedians are the same. They're always just minding their own business.
Wisconsin, man. We got in yesterday, and I was walking down the street looking for a smoothie, and just minding my own business.
And I kid you not, a turtle walks by.
Repeat it.
Yeah, a turtle, man.
Now this time with weird pronunciation.
A turtle.
One more time, but quiet.
Turtle.
But don't forget the audience cutaways where they're dying laughing.
That's every special.
That's true.
That's every special. Here is this woman. She has the Guinness Book of World Record for the lowest note. She's a singer. She can hit the lowest note. This is crazy.
La 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 la.
Congratulations.
Yay.
I did it.
They say it's the like the second lowest piano key is how far she went down. She's like the anti-Mariah Carey. Wow.
Can you do it, Kyle?
No.
Yes, you can. You get the DVD. Just try it. Come on.
Maybe like 4 p.m.
Could you just go, Suzette, can you try it?
I don't know.
That was pretty good. I mean, at one point it starts to sound like a car running.
It does.
Then I don't even think that's a note. You're just going, you're just making noise.
Make it la. La. There's a story in the news about a woman whose car tires were slashed. Slashed. And that's terrible.
Yeah.
So she went out to look at her tires, and the person who cut their tires happened to somehow screw it up and cut off their finger and left their finger there. Well, guess what? She listens to our show. We're going to talk to her after Ariana Grande. And by the way, just throw it out there while we're talking to her. We're just as we talk to her, maybe we can take your calls. But we want to know, how'd you lose a finger? If you're listening to the show and you lost a finger, call us at 877-937-1047. How'd you lose a finger? John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right, so we're going to talk to Frankie because her tires got slashed. And then, as she looked at her tire, she found a finger. Is that what happened, Frankie?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you can't really make this up. It was definitely an odd occurrence to walk out to, especially when I was getting ready to take my daughter to school. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to make light of the situation. You know, it definitely is not something that happens every day, nor do I wish anybody to harm on themselves. But like I said, karma worked itself out.
Okay, so when you walk out to your car and your tires are slashed, and do you see by the front tire, the back tire, do you see a bunch of blood, and there you see the finger, and how much finger is there?
Well, it was funny enough. My husband, he came in, and he's like, hey, by the way, our tires are slashed, and there's a finger in our driveway. I said, there's a what? And I went outside, and sure enough, my two right side tires were slashed down, and there was 3/4 of a finger laying there.
3/4
of a finger? Blood that,
that's that's the whole finger.
Wow. Is that which finger was it?
We're assuming maybe the index finger from, just doing our little CSI work for the day, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, I wasn't too shocked. I have seen appendages before, severed and stuff like that. I was a former firefighter and volunteer EMT for Levittown Fire Department back in New York many years ago. So I had kind of, that doesn't bother me, you know, like I can deal with all that blood and everything. It was just funny how there was a trail from my house to his, and the cops had followed it, and they made phone contact with him, and he said it wasn't his.
can they ask him to come outside and wave hello to make sure?
Yeah, you would think it'd be easy.
We've kind of done, like, you know, I have some of the best friends, and we have, like, really good neighbors, with the exception of this fella. But, you know, they've been helping me stay positive about the situation. You know, it is going to cost quite a bit to get the vehicle fixed, and you know, it couldn't have happened at a worse time. My husband's been injured since November and out of work. So I've been just doing whatever I can to get the bills paid. And so it's so crazy. I mean, you'd have to make light of the situation. I mean, like I said, at least I have all my fingers attached.
So why did the guy slash your tires? What did you do to him?
So we, myself, my husband, and a couple of other neighbors were having a get together. You know, our kids were playing, we were just hanging out, and he had showed up uninvited, very intoxicated, and started trying to get confrontational with everybody, tried to start a physical fight with my husband, and then, you know, proceeded to shove me a few times and then got kicked out by the homeowners. And, you know, his way of retaliating, I guess, was to try to teach me a lesson. But clearly, I think he only taught himself that maybe he shouldn't be playing with knives.
So he tries to slice your tires open and by mistake cuts off his finger. He's doing it. He did something wrong. That's unbelievable. That is serious karma.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's a trail of blood to his house. And then he tells the police it's not his blood.
Like
through the door? Through the door? Hey, no, it's not my finger. We want to, can you come out here, please? I can't. If he came out, he should put his finger up his nose. Like he's picking his nose.
The cops still haven't been able to make contact. Wow. The cops still haven't been able to make contact because he's been hiding out in the house. So
where
so crazy.
Currently is the finger?
The cops have it. When they were here that day and they responded, they went ahead and they took it away in a brown paper bag. We were joking around and we told them, you know, obviously it can't fit in handcuffs, but do you have a Chinese finger trap? You know, you might be able to go ahead and detain it that way. You know, they were just surprised that, you know, like that I was in such a good standing with the situation. But like I said, there's a lot of worse things that could happen. I mean, it is unfortunate that, you know, we have to get our new to us vehicle fixed, not even owning it a year, but hopefully everything will be taken care of in a timely fashion, and then, you know, we could proceed to follow up with charges.
Why didn't he go back and get his finger?
I know.
Like, yeah. I mean, it sounds like it was hours.
That's what we were trying to think, because it's like, you know, obviously it was a clean cut. Like, he could put it in a bag of ice and, you know, they would have been able to reattach it. however, obviously, you know, he left it there many hours after, so there was really nothing that they could do for him.
Right. Still. Well, let's, how about this? So how many tires are flat?
I have two tires that are completely flat, and the other two tires have sidewall damage to them, so they're going to have to replace all four tires, and there's a rim that was damaged as well.
Well, I mean, Rich has a connection. Rich?
Yeah, my buddy Tony at Big O Tires said that whenever we wanted to love up and take care of somebody, that we've got the green light. So we'll take care of all of your four tires and the rim.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
But you got to give us the finger.
The police have it.
You want that finger, Frankie.
It's just sitting on somebody's desk.
What are we going to do with that?
One digit.
I want that finger in the studio.
What? You're so
in a jar. Yeah. What?
One of my best friends dropped her Jeep off to me that day to make sure that, you know, we had a vehicle to go back and forth. She showed up the next day with a foam finger that says we're number one, and we put that on her antenna. So when it parked outside.
Oh. What if he comes back in like 3 weeks and asks for his finger back? They go, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Finders keepers.
I mean, well. I really don't think he's going to have the audacity to show his face around the neighborhood.
Yeah,
and,
no way.
I mean,
he's got to move.
He's not even the homeowner, so I'm assuming that he won't be living there much longer.
Yeah.
Well, listen, hold on the line. We'll get the information from you. We'll get all your tires taken care of, so you're set. Okay, we'll take care of that for you.
Thank you guys so much. That's amazing.
Of course, no problem. And we're sorry you had to go through that, but now you're famous.
Thank you.
I mean, you're going to be, think about this. Watch the late night shows.
To be famous for.
All the late night shows. How are you not going to do a late night talk like Jay Leno or who does the show now? Jimmy Fallon. They're going to be doing all these shows tonight talking about the finger. There's going to be someone's going to say, "Give him the finger." Give him. There's all kinds of punchlines.
I even had a reporter from England reach out to me. So like, this has made it overseas. Right.
I mean,
it's really the worst carried out crime I've ever heard of.
For real.
The world's dumbest criminal for sure.
Totally. But Love Up is taking care of your tires. So hold on, Frankie.
Oh, thank you so much.
We won't leave you on red. We reply. Try us. Text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jay, and Rich.
Real quick, we want to know how you lost a finger. Jay, how'd you lose a finger?
Hi there.
Hi. How'd you lose a finger, Jay?
So I didn't lose a finger. My wife ended up losing a finger. We were at a club. She got into a fight with some guy over an Uber car, and next thing I know, they're on the floor wrestling each other, and she just, when the cops came and separated everybody, she just noticed that part of her pinky was gone because he had bitten it off.
Ooh.
Wow, okay, bit it off at a club. Okay, thank you. Heather, how'd you lose a finger?
Hi, guys. So when I was 16, I was in a Yamaha Rhino accident, and I was the passenger, and I missed the handle on the roll bar above me, and I grabbed onto the roll bar instead. And
So I'm missing my right ring finger and my pinky finger. And so now every time I go to the nail salon, I get a 20% off discount. It's pretty great.
That's pretty great.
That's looking at it the right way.
Yeah, that's glass half full.
Do you? Is it on your right hand or your left hand?
It's on my right hand. And my husband tells me I use my social finger a lot since that's like the closest finger that I have left. But he gives me a hard time too.
Do you got to prep somebody before you shake their hand that you're missing a couple fingers?
I actually did it to my husband when we first started dating. I had to like tell him like, hey, if you have a problem with this, then like it's not going to work out. And he's like, hey, it's just two missing fingers. It's totally fine. I'm like, okay, cool.
Aww.
And then we ended up getting married. So he's pretty great. And then kids too also ask, they'll ask me like, mommy, what happened to your fingers? And like, I've told them like, that's how you make chicken nuggets.
Oh my god. All right.
I tried to make the best of it. Like one of my kids went to the school and like said, you know, told the whole story about, you know, how her mommy got her shark, you know, how her finger got bit off by a shark. You know, it just changes daily with the kids.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day, you guys.
John, Jay, and Rich.
So we're gonna play One of Us is Lying. Tiffany's our contestant. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello, John Day.
So the way we play this game is all of us are going to tell you a story. One of us is lying. Okay?
Okay.
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 Okay, so we're going to go around the room. Suzette, how about you start, Suzette?
Oh, okay, I'll start. So this happened to me a couple weeks, not weeks ago, years ago. I was driving to a radio station event, and I was taking the station vehicle. And we were bumper to bumper, like, on the freeway. And you know how you try to fix the seat and you try to, like, scoot up and scoot back? Well, I was doing that while driving, which is a big no-no. And it ended up sliding all the way back, and I couldn't hit the brakes. So I crashed a station vehicle, and it was done. It was, like, bad. Like, they had to replace the car completely, and I thought I was going to get fired.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I'm going to get fired.
Okay. So you crashed the station vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about we go to Rich? You go next.
Okay. So, Tiffany, about 10 years or so ago, John Jay and I both got invited to go up with the Thunderbirds, which is the Air Force's really super fast stunt planes. And John Jay didn't want to go. So I went. And right when I was getting on the plane, they train you the whole day. They say, right before I get on the jet, they say, we're going to go faster and take more G's than we've ever had a civilian do before, but it's going to look really cool on video. Just grunt so you don't pass out. So to this date, I am the only media person to take a 9G turn. However, I did pass out and throw up the rest of the way on the entire plane ride. But apparently the video looks cool.
Dang it. Okay.
Okay, now you pick me or Kyle.
I'm going to go with John Jay.
A friend of mine had a bachelor party in Las Vegas, and I was a guest. I wasn't the person that organized the party. And so before we were pre-gaming, and there was literally a pile of cocaine at this party, and there were strippers that came to the party. And this stripper... One stripper took off her top. She had no teeth. Okay, and she had the name. She had the name Champagne tattooed across her chest.
Oh.
Okay, and she asked if we were cops. Okay, I was mortified that all this is going on, and my friend said, "I'll prove to you that we're not cops." And he slammed his face into a pile of cocaine like Scarface and snorted the cocaine and said, "Does this look like we're cops?"
Oh, my.
And she said, "I don't think you're cops." And then I went into the other room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was mortifying. Mortifying. And
you
I didn't
just
do
made
any.
This more difficult.
I didn't do any of the cocaine. I promise. All right.
Oh, my God.
I feel but, like I should not be following that story.
I did wake up. Hold on. Wait, let me wrap. Let me tell you, I did wake up the next morning on a man's chest.
Okay.
Yes. I woke up with my head on a man's chest, like hungover. Like,
was the guy wearing a t-shirt?
No.
Is his chest hairy?
his belly. He had the little treasure chest of chair. Very, very nice man.
Okay.
That's so gross.
Yeah. Because we were all shared beds and stuff. You know.
Okay. I can't follow that. My story's so stupid. Why?
How do you know stupid?
Okay. So, it's like total opposite end of the spectrum. So, when I was a toddler, probably I think 2 or 3 years old, my mom had entered me in a contest to model for like Disney clothes. So, I got to do a photo shoot for Disney, a little Alice in Wonderland theme as a toddler. Total opposite end of the spectrum is Jonjay, but yeah.
That's all nice and innocent.
I know. Maybe I should have gone first.
One of those models that was with Kyle grew up to be Champagne.
So now you have to figure out which one of us is lying.
I'm torn between Suzette and Jonjay. Who do you think? You think Suzette's lying? Okay, we're going to go with Suzette.
Mine is not a lie. 100% true.
I know.
So, Jonjay's lying.
My story is 100% true.
What? No!
Yeah. I can tell you, I was so mortified by the woman champagne. I'll never forget it.
Scarred you?
This scarred me. This is like 1994. God. That's how mortified I was.
When you said she was toothless, I was like, oh, he's definitely lying.
No, she was toothless, and she had friends.
She had friends
with her.
Friends have teeth?
No, and I was just a guest at the bachelor party, and I was like looking at people like, what's happening here? This is Las Vegas.
I knew you wouldn't plan it. I knew
no.
That was like...
Mm. The guy was like, this is all the head of the flare.
Okay, Rich. I feel like Kyle would... She's very beautiful, so of course I would put her in, you know, a modeling thing. So are you lying, Kyle?
I'm lying. I did not model for Disney, but fun fact, not so new guy Nick on the show's baby Caroline just did that photo shoot for Disney. And the pictures are so cute.
Adorable.
He does have the cutest little girl.
Yeah, no.
She is adorbs.
That's awesome. That's sweet.
I was lying.
So you didn't win the game, but you get a prize.
I didn't. Those are some good stories.
Right?
I mean, you couldn't have done worse at the game, actually. But.
I was actually hoping I could see if Nick could find the audio of Rich in that F-14 or whatever was your flight.
You guys have talked about this so many times.
It's hilarious.
And every time we talk about it, you go, we got to find that video. And well, I've never seen the video.
We have the audio,
I've known you guys forever.
No, the audio, though, because the audio is, remember on Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump's best friend was Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
And the guy that was flying Rich was Captain Dan.
Mm-hmm. Major.
Major Dan, whatever. Major. But Rich kept calling him Lieutenant Dan. Because Rich was like throwing up. He was like, I don't feel so good, Lieutenant Dan. I don't feel. And then it was like, whoa. Oh. I remember they go, hey, man, you want to go up on an F-14? No, thank you. Rich goes, I'll go.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
Rich.
We had that audio somewhere. But
that's awesome.
Heaven forbid, Nick, look at his IMs.
It might not even be in the system.
I thought we've played it before.
I have not.
I feel like
it.
We have too.
Anyway, thank you, Tiffany. Hold on, we'll set you up with tickets. I think we got movie passes for you. People are back in the movies.
Thank you.
Kyle, what's something you're working on for 3 things we need to know?
Your dog may be able to help keep you healthy. We'll tell you 3 things you need to know next with Jonjay and Rich.
Now back to Jonjay and Rich.
How do we need to know?
So researchers actually found that dogs can be trained to identify saliva and urine samples of patients who tested positive for COVID. In fact, they were 96% accurate. And I just feel bad for the dogs who had to, like, sniff people's pee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A large majority of Americans actually think marijuana should be legal. They say almost 2/3 believe that. And genetically modified mosquitoes are being released in the Florida Keys. I guess they're male mosquitoes, which don't bite. And they're doing this in hopes to prevent insect-borne viruses like Zika and all the other malaria and all the stuff that those mosquitoes carry. Mosquitoes are so gross. Let's just get rid of them altogether. And that's 3 things you need to know.
We got pictures of the finger. At John Jay and Rich Instagram. Check it out.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, a couple things. One, my pizza place got an opening. I know when it's going to open.
When?
I think in June.
Nice.
Right, in June. Right when it's starting to get really, really hot when no one wants to eat.
hot pizza. Uh-huh.
People want to eat all the time, and everybody always likes pizza.
Exactly. Yeah,
so my wife was there. She was at a big meeting there on Friday, and she said, June, it's going to open. And she wants to put, like, I guess when you do a Rosati's, you know, it's a franchise stuff, you have to do certain things. Like, you have to put up the picture of the Rosati's family. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to put a picture of our family up there, too, and a picture of the other family we own it with. And then she wants to put, like, a bunch of John, Jay, and Rich stuff in the building, in the place to make
that's
it different.
Fun.
Yeah, so she's, like, all involved in the everything that's going on. And I'm like, hey, Blake, when I agreed to do this, silent partner. Silent partner.
So. He's like, it's your fault. You talked about it on the radio.
Yeah, but still a silent partner. I mean, I can still say, hey, I'm part of that thing. But now she's, like, very heavily involved.
That's exciting.
Also, I was telling Rich some of this off the air. I was cleaning my garage yesterday. And I found a piece of paper with a whole bunch of celebrity phone numbers. And I mean, Beyonce's number's on there.
No.
Yeah. And a bunch of other celebrity phone numbers. And I thought, maybe for the podcast or something, we'll just start calling people and see if they still have that number.
Oh, no. I can't imagine any of them would.
I know. I'm trying to remember. Like, in if you just go by the book where I found these numbers. Mm-hmm. I haven't opened that book in 10 years. So these numbers are at least 10 years old. But I know Rich has had the same number for 10 years. Kyle, you've had the same number for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. For a long time.
Right? This is the number I have. This is like the third number I've had in 10 years.
I've never changed my number.
Right? So maybe Beyonce's had the same number. Maybe she hasn't changed it.
But why are we just now calling it then?
Well, you know.
I know.
Think of all the things we could have had Beyonce on the phone for.
I've had it for a long time, and I just never. It's on a piece of paper. I have it in my pocket.
Okay, so here's when we do it during the podcast. Suzette should be the one to say hello.
No.
Just be like, yo, B, what's up?
What's up, B?
Like, I got a bunch of the Ying Yang Twins are in here.
We whisper to them.
I got a bunch of some reason I have a bunch of basketball players. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I was into basketball 10 years ago. This is at least 10 years old. But I got Young Jock.
Oh, okay. It's going down.
Right? Akon.
No.
Yeah. Beyonce. I mean, here. I'm looking at Beyonce's number right here. Bone Crusher. I don't know. I mean, somebody's. Anyway, maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Thank you for listening to John, Jay, and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.